This couch is so comfy. And I've been looking forward to snuggling up like this with you all day. Just you, me, and a movie. But now we're here, and we can't pick what to watch. I know, nothing new. Here, you take the remote. Nope, too late. It's all up to you now. What about that one, you know, that new one they must have put their whole marketing budget into? I see ads for it everywhere. Aw, man, really? That sucks. Okay, you're right. I'm feeling, I don't know. How about the one with the guy with the hair and the girl with the eyes? Okay, I know I'm awful with celebrities. He's like that super buff guy, kind of cheesy, looked like a gym bro or something. He was in that movie about the time traveler. No? Okay, I give up. Nope, you signed up for this. You knew I was like that when we got together. You're stuck with me and my trash TV knowledge. Well, do you have any suggestions? Oh no, please don't make me. I've heard you laughing at that so hard, but it always makes me cringe. It's so clearly staged. I know, it's your favorite. I'm sorry, I'm not judging, I swear. Ooh, yeah, that's a great idea. I haven't seen it in forever. But do you remember when we used to watch it every night? What? You've been watching it without me? All right, fair, I get it. I have been working a lot lately. That sounds so good, though, I'm in. I know. I bet we can still quote it line by line. Come here, babe, let's get comfy. You can just lay your head in my lap. Yeah, there we go. Nothing left to do except snuggle in and relax. Are you humming the theme song? No, as you were. I'll just go back to enjoying the feeling of your head in my lap. And have you changed shampoos or something? Your hair's super soft. Oh, you used the new conditioner I bought? Good, I'm glad you did. I've been wanting you to try it, and now that I'm running my fingers through your hair, I can absolutely confirm it's worth it. I do know that you love when I play with your hair, yes. How what? How can I tell? Well, for one, you always have this blissed out look on your face when I scratch your head or massage your scalp. Like this, in slow, soft circles. And then when I gently scratch my nails over your scalp, I always love watching how, look, you've got chills right there. I'm glad you love it. I love helping you relax, especially when I can use my hands to help you feel better. Oh my God. I did not mean like that. Not right now, at least. Well, good. I'm glad it's helping you relax. I know it's been a long week, and I've seen you massaging your temples more than a couple times. Well, that's not for tonight. You just lie in my lap and let me work the tension out while we relax together. Ooh, hey, look. I recognize her. What else has she been in? That's it. Thank you. I know. She's timeless. This must be, well, old. Older than I want to admit. Have you ever had your ears massaged? Have I ever done it for you? I know it sounds a little strange, but it feels amazing. I've even heard that ears can be one of those feel-good zones, if you know what I mean. You know, you get a tingly feeling. No, I'm totally serious. Let me show you. I'll just gently rub the tiniest of circles here. See, I heard that sigh. It feels so good, doesn't it? No, actually. It was that massage I got when I hurt my neck. She was showing me all the surprising places we hold tension in our bodies and how an intentional touch in the right place can really give the body an incredible release. You know that's not what I had in mind, but I'm certainly not opposed. After all, the goal of this evening is to help you relax, to help us both relax. And if that's what will help... Oh, you sound very sure of that, baby. Maybe that's enough of the ears thing. I'll just carefully smooth my hands here. How's that feel? Good. And the pressure's okay? Baby, you're so tense. Let me help. Maybe some focused attention will help you undo the damage of a week spent staring at your computer for too many meetings that could have been emails. I know, it's so frustrating, and... Oh, right here? Of course. I'll pay some special attention there, baby. God, the further down I go, the more tension I find. See, your heart is a rock here. Ha-ha, very funny. Yes, I walked right into that one. Really, though, baby... Do you want to see about getting a professional massage? Oh, sure. We can go for a couple's one if you want. I just want to help you feel more relaxed. It's my pleasure. If you turn your head just a little that way, I can work my other hand around too. I do love those little sounds of appreciation you make when I hit the right spot. Oh, I felt you tense when I pressed there. Did that hurt? Oh, I'm sorry, baby. I think there's a knot there. I can feel how tense you are in that spot. I know. I'm being very gentle now. Just starting to tease it out a little. Okay, rude. I'm being such a loving, doting girlfriend, and you're calling me... Okay, and when have I ever been a tease? You know me better than that. Okay, maybe I do like to do that. But you know I always make good on my word. I do think it's a reasonable request. And one we can make happen. But first, let's see if I can get this knot out. Yeah? Is it starting to feel better at all? I'll take that groan as a yes. Good. We're almost there. Oh, yeah. I felt that, too. Of course, baby. Now just relax. Let me work the rest of that tension out. Oh, my God. You're in such a good mood tonight. Do not finish that sentence. I know exactly what else helps you get that tension out, and that intuition comes from dating you, sir. I know sometimes you just can't help yourself. Oh, I'm one of those things, Something that lets out tension, relaxes you. Oh, God, that's so cheesy. And I love it. Thank you, baby. I'm glad you think it feels good. I'll just work my way down here. Touching and working these muscles here, too. You're feeling pretty tight in here. Can I have the other one? Why, thank you. I'm glad you think I'm good with my hands. You may have mentioned it before. I meant massages, of course. What else did you mean? Now, I wanted you to relax, but I'd really like to hear more about that. Oh, that does sound good. Very appealing. Almost as appealing as working my hands into your skin and watching you react to my touch with so much pleasure, so much relief. Mm-hmm. Why don't you turn over then? Perfect, just like that. Now I can do that before I keep working the tension out along this side of your body. Of course I'm not done. I just needed a little kiss fuel to keep going. One more? Thank you. Your kisses make me happy. You make me happy. And making you happy, well, that makes me happy too. How's the pressure here? I know you're sensitive on this side. Good. Let me know if it changes. But in the meantime, why don't you close your eyes? You're so sweet. Thank you, baby. I like looking at you too. But if I'm not mistaken, those pretty eyes of yours are saying more than that. Oh, they are, And what are they saying? Well, I do like taking care of you, helping you relax, running my hands across your skin, caressing all the places that need a little release. Yeah? And tell me what you need to feel cared for, to feel satisfied. Tell me what you need, baby. I know you like to be in charge, but I think just for tonight, maybe I can be the one taking care of you. All you have to do is say please. Well, when you ask so nicely, you know I'll give you anything you need to relax. Let's just get these off, and then you can lie back, baby. I'll take care of you.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.